knock off. Your shoes are all dressed up, and she spins me around like a marionette. Oh, my whip is still spinning, my whip is still spinning, my whip is still spinning. You can't see it yet.
What is up, amazing and beautiful people of Somerville, Massachusetts, and Medford, because Tufts is like right on the line. This is The Giggle Spot, and you are listening to 91.5 WMF, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. What's up, people? I'm like late, and I have to like do all this like paper fill out week. Anyways, last week, this was like 2 weeks ago. It's supposed to be on like 2 weeks ago. So like, cause I have like a bi-weekly show. So like the last time I was on was like fully like a month ago, which is insane. And last time I was on here, I was like telling this mic how I was like setting myself up for success. And now we're post midterms, and that is a lie. That is horrible. College is horrible. I hate it. Not like, okay, I've had a pretty good week so far. Just like yesterday, I got like midterms back that I thought like I ate, but it turns out I didn't eat as much as I thought I had. So, but anyways, I'm going to do like some setups, and then we're going to get into the music. And then I have a topic for us to talk about today, and it should be a cool topic. Maybe you guys will want to stick around. Maybe you guys won't. I don't care. But yeah, music. Okay.
We'll be right back.
one too. Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leading me to ozone. Music, the great communicator. Used two sticks to make it in the nature. I'll get you into penetration. The gender of a generation. The birth of every other nation. Look away, the gold of meditation. This chapter's gonna be a close one. Smoke rings, I know you're gonna blow one. All on a spaceship persevering. Use my hands for everything but steering. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. Mom stops to help me when they feed you. Chase butterflies in the cheetah. Birds that blow the meaning in the leaf. My world I love, the tears are just to be part of the wave. Can't stop, ever wonder if it's all for you.
Okay, did you guys like that? I play that song like every time. It's just like a good mood booster, a good like intro song. I think that the people love it. I don't know, I don't care if you guys like it. I like it. Anyways, like, what's up? Okay, so let's talk about what's my topic for the week. I think like this week has been just like this feeling of like, just yesterday I was talking with some friends, and I feel like when you're in college and specifically around midterms, it's like kind of hard not to compare yourself to others, especially like your peers who may do better than you or may do worse than you, and that may boost your ego a bit. But we all compare ourselves to people, and sometimes we don't even compare human things. We compare like things that are in nature, or we compare problems that are happening in the world, and we try to justify like things through this comparison, is what I'm getting at. So I think we should like unpack that. I don't know, but yeah. So I feel like comparing yourself is like, me personally, like, I used to compare myself to people a lot, and I used to compare things that were completely out of my control, just like my physical features, or I used to compare myself to like people when I shouldn't have been doing that. But that is to say that you should compare yourself sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, if someone is doing better than you in a certain thing and you would want to be better at what you're doing, let's say maybe it's a class, and you're comparing what this person is doing as opposed to yourself, maybe their habits are better, maybe they have a better routine than you, and maybe you should compare yourself and maybe just reflect on that and see what you can work on. But consistently doing that and setting yourself up as in, this person is doing this, 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 and this, and if I do that, that, and that, then I'm gonna get the same results as this person, that's just not true. I mean, comparison will only take you so far. I feel like to an extent, you have to know when to cut it off. And that's when you're comparing yourself to people, like, academically. But when you're comparing yourself to someone, let's say, physically, like, at beauty standards, when you're comparing yourself to the beauty standards that we have set in the world, I feel like that could lead you down a horrible rabbit hole that you may not want to be in it, especially, like, on social media. I feel like nowadays, like, everyone wants to, like, let's take the music industry for one thing. If you don't have a following already in the music industry and you want to break out as an artist, there's, like, no way you're going to be able to do it. Like, nowadays, producers and labels already want you to have kind of a following. Like, take Addison Rae, for example. Like, big TikTok star, blew up a couple years ago and is now, like, has millions of followers on Instagram. Did anyone know she could sing? No, but she was signed and now she's releasing music because she already had the following. And, oh wait, I went so off topic with that. But yeah, like, comparing yourself, like, just with social media, it's so easy nowadays. And when you're surrounded by people who sometimes are performing better than you, like, of course you're going to compare yourself. But at the end of the day, I don't think you should, we should all be comparing ourselves that much. But like, let me, I don't know. It's such a big, like, it's so much easy to say this. It's so easy to say don't compare yourself. But, like, at the end of the day, I'm going to do it. At the end of the day, we're all going to do it. Because how do you measure success without comparing yourself? How do you measure anything, really? But that becomes a problem. I feel like that's another thing. When we're, like, looking for this external validation, that's when comparison becomes a big thing. You have to find, like, a right balance between external and internal validation. You know, what if you got, like, a low B on on something? As long as you know that you did your best, I mean, hey. Like, who's to, like, tell you that that's not a good grade? As long as you're, like, know you have internal validation, then you should be all right. And same thing with, like, okay, like, let's say you go to Tufts and you don't have, like, the newest, like, technology, or you don't have the newest phone or anything like that. But as long as you know that you're happy with what you have, you shouldn't be comparing yourself with what other people have. Or maybe, you know, that is also just so much easier said than done. But, yeah, let's see what else I have for music-wise. Oh my god. Have you guys heard Troye Sivan's new album? I feel like it really is, like, the album of the year. No, not really. What is that? I don't know. He's, like, promoting it in the UK or something like that. Like, do you guys know who Troye Sivan is? Well, let me tell you how Troye Sivan and I met. When I was, like, a 13, 12-year-old boy, and I was, like, feeling things about boys, I was, like, really confused as to, like, I was like, should I like boys? Is it normal to like boys? And then I was on YouTube. I don't know if you guys remember this, but way back when in the day, when Tyler Oakley, Connor Franta, and Troye Sivan were on YouTube, there's, like, this whole age. So this was back when, like, Shane Dawson was on YouTube, like, early Shane Dawson. Like, I feel like that name would be bigger because of the whole fiascos he's had, and, like, no one likes him anymore. But yeah, this was back when Shane Dawson was, like, kind of on YouTube. But they were there too, these three little queer men, and they were amazing. I feel like they provided me, like, videos where it normalized to be queer. But anyways, going back to that, Troye Sivan released the album Blue Neighborhood sometime when I was in middle school, and it was about like two little lovers, and they were like in high school or whatnot, and I thought it was the cutest thing. I thought it was amazing. I was like, oh my god, that's me. It's like okay to like boys, and that somewhat like helped me out with my process of like whatever that is. But anyways, he recently released a new album. If you guys didn't know, Troye Sivan was also on the show The Idol with The Weeknd on it and Lily Rose Depp. It's on HBO. The funny thing about that show, I'm going on such a tangent, I watched that show during the summer, and I watched all 5 episodes just so I could say that that show is terrible. It is a terrible show. It's disturbing. It's a disturbing show, but if you can sit through the entire thing, you kind of will understand the concept. You could kind of see what The Weeknd and, like, I forgot who, like, produced that show, but, like, you can kind of see what their vision was. It's just the execution and just, like, or maybe that's exactly what they were going for. I mean, art is subjective. That show is disturbing, but it does put into light, like, I mean, you never know. Like, when you're it's basically about a pop star who, like, kind of loses her mind. Like, think of Britney Spears before shaving her head off. I mean, hey, maybe people do join, like, sex cults before they lose their minds. But, I don't know. Anyways, okay. But back to the album. Okay. Thank you.
didn't show that way.
Okay, okay. You guys. Wait, pause. Okay, okay. You guys have to, like, definitely watch the YouTube video, the music video of that song. It is amazing. I feel like Troye Sivan really did amazing at that music video. Do you guys know who Ross Lynch is? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you guys know who Ross Lynch is? He was, like, on Disney. Well, nowadays, he likes to parade himself online without a shirt, and I think it's really funny. Like, I mean, he has a good body. I mean, who's not gonna, like... He has abs, he has chest, he has arms. Of course, people are going to want to see that. People thirst over Ross Lynch on the internet. And that is so true, and that is so fair. But anyways, Ross Lynch was on this music video, and Troye Sivan basically gave him a lap dance. And it's buzzing around. I feel like you guys should watch it. Not only because of that, but also because... I mean, Troye Sivan looks really good in the music video, and he, like, does drag in the music video. And I think it's, like, really cool, and just... It's a really good music video. It's, like, artistic. Troye Sivan did an amazing job with the choreography, too. Like, lately, he's just been killing it with the choreography. He was also on The Idol, is where I was going with that conversation. He was on The Idol. And maybe, like, that was, like, his, like, dip into the toe, into the pop realm. And now he's, like, I think he's going to become the next big, like, pop artist. Like, male pop artist. Like, we haven't had one in a good minute. And I feel like he should be the one. Because he's gay. And no one makes pop music better than gay people. In my opinion. Anyways, last week I went to go see TV Girl. If you guys don't know who that is, it's like, I don't even know who they are like that, to be honest. I just really like the music that they put out, just more the instrumentals. Like the lyrics, I mean, I guess people are into the lyrics. I'm like, really not. Like, okay, this could be like a controversial hot topic or whatever, but like, I could not care less about lyrics. I am there solely for the beat. I am there for the unts or the whatever. Like, if a music has a good beat, good rhythm, and it just has something for me to follow with, I will listen to the entire song on repeat. It could be talking about like whatever, and I wouldn't pay attention to that. But before we continue, I feel like it is important to acknowledge what is happening in the world right now, especially like the Israeli-Palestine conflict. I definitely feel like it is important to acknowledge that, and it definitely should be talked about more so, and it shouldn't be a taboo topic to talk about. I think that it is horrible what is happening on over there. The people that are dying specifically, there are so many thousands of children that are being killed in both of these countries, and it is just horrible to like look at this from afar and seeing people on both sides just dying. It is horrible. There's really, when it comes to war, I don't think pointing fingers should be anything that we should be doing. I think when it comes to like things like this, we should be more seeking how to end this, seeking how to find some way to like end this. But at the end of the day, we do have to acknowledge what Israel has been doing to Gaza for since the 1940s. What has been going on for these people? Like, they have basically been living trapped in this like strip of land. If you compare the size of Gaza to the size of Israel, it is absurd about how much like... It's insane. These people are being controlled by this bigger government. They have no freedom. I do firmly believe that Palestine should be a free state. Like, there should not be anyone controlling that state. It is horrible. The people that have been died throughout years. It is, and now that this is making the news, we should definitely like pay more attention to it. Everyone should definitely be more informed at the end of the day too. I am like not the most informed person on this topic, so definitely do not like listen to what I have to say, but definitely like do your own research and like just learn about what is going on there. Not only there are so many issues going on in the world too. Like there's like this border crisis right now in the US. There are thousands of migrants that are like being like treated in inhumane conditions, like constantly. It is like, as a citizen, it is your responsibility to like constantly keep yourself informed and to like constantly know what is going on in the world. And I feel like that is the basic human decency if we can do as people. But besides that, yeah, back to the TV girl conversation. No, they were like, all right. I mean, I went with a friend. I did something. Well, no, I'm 21, so I'm allowed to say. I took like a little THC edible or whatever, and it was like, all right. I mean, yeah. Like, the concert was, like, alright. I mean, it's, like, nothing. Like, okay, the people that listen to TV Girl are, like, primarily, like, high school students and, like, 30-year-old people who still want to be indie so bad. Like, speaking of, let's go on a tangent right now. Like, I went thrifting beforehand for this, and I saw, like, adults who... Like, okay. Do you guys feel like there's a certain age where you have to start dressing more so like as an adult, or is that just me? Like, can I always dress the way I do, or do I at one point, like when I'm in my 30s or 20s, mid-20s, do I have to like completely change the way I dress? You know what I mean? I also feel like it depends on like what you look like. Like, sometimes I can't tell if someone's like 40 or 25, and then they'll tell me that they're 20, and I'm like, whoa. It's crazy how, like, different people age. You know what I mean? But anyways, yeah, back to the TV girl. I did hear one song. Okay, if you guys haven't heard the song Pantyhose, I heard it in person the other day. It's a pretty good song, I do have to say. And I'm gonna make you guys listen to it. And then afterwards, we're gonna listen to a bunch of Faye Webster, because I'm gonna go see Faye Webster tonight, actually. I'm so excited, so pumped, so eager. All the happy feelings. Go. I hope you guys liked it so much. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Guys, I'm gonna play Faye Webster next. I've been listening to her album, The Atlanta Millionaires Club, because I'm trying to get over a summer situationship. And it's hard, like... But yeah, anyways, no, yeah, Faye Webster's awesome. My sister and I both listen to her. Oh my god, I'm supposed to have been queuing these songs, and I've, like, not been doing that. Oops, my bad. Yikes, that's so embarrassing. Anyways, but before we do that, I have to read you guys a PSA, so, like, for the next, like, 2 minutes, or 1 minute, this is, like, not me talking. Oh, okay, let's do this one. Actually, no, that's too long. No. Okay. Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-step web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio. No, okay. Summer situationships. Should we, like, get into them before, like, before we dive into Faye Webster? I only got, like, 30 minutes left. That's, like, more than enough time. Okay. Guys, don't get into summer situationships. Like, that's crazy. Like, okay. Like, situationships in general are, like, crazy. And, like, I feel like if the situationship, like, ends up going nowhere and the feelings are more one-sided, then one person is definitely going to be hurt more than the other. And... honestly, if that's what you're looking for, go ahead and do it. But, like, if you're not, I've learned my lesson, and I don't think I'm going to be participating in that anymore. But, yeah. I also feel like we live in a culture where it's, like, we're, like, always pushed to, like, the idea of love. We're, like, almost every show that's a good show has a good love story. Everything has, like, kind of surrounded around love, because, like, humans love the idea of love. We love the idea of, like, a cheesy romance. We love the idea of someone caring for us. But it doesn't have to be that way, you guys. You guys can be independent, strong people. Find your own habits and build your own person, because at the end of the day, if you don't like yourself, like, how are you, like, okay... like, if you're not comfortable with who you are, if you're not comfortable being alone, then how are you going to expect someone else to be comfortable being with you, is what I'm saying. But anyways, yeah, we should listen to Faye Webster now. Wait, guys, before we continue, you guys should all follow my friend Miranda Goodstein on Instagram. That's Miranda at MirandaGoodstein.com. I'm just kidding. She, like, just sent me a text and she was like, shout my Instagram out. And I feel like I should. Everyone do it. Everyone take, like, 2 seconds out of their day and go, like, follow this complete stranger on Instagram. Hey. Okay. Anyways. What do you guys think? You guys are all into Faye Webster, right? She's like the next big thing, I think, in my opinion. Like, she's from Atlanta, so like, Southern girls can do it too. Like, okay, back to the conversation of like, okay, I like the South, I heart the South, and I'm gonna say it loud and proud. I hate the Northeast. People here suck. People here are rude. People here are entitled. People here have no manners. And yeah. Anyways, yeah. Guys, I think we all have a Johnny in our lives. I think we all have like that somebody who is like meant to be, but then it wasn't meant to be. I think my like most Johnny-ish adjacent thing comes from like my middle school romance, like my first like like romance I had in middle school. Have you guys seen the show Penis? Well, it's called PENEI5. It's like not supposed to be spelled, but it's on like Hulu. It's like such an awkward like comedy. Like it's supposed to be awkward comedy, and it's literally, it's kind of funny. Like I relate to it sometimes, and I'm like, haha, that's like, that's me. I, like at one point, I was also a middle school girl, but whatever. I feel like growing. No, I don't feel like anything. I feel like you guys should listen to this next song, which is okay. So that song was called Johnny, and it's like on the album Atlanta Millionaires Club by Faye Webster. And at the end of the album, she has this other song called Johnny Reprise, and I think it's like the I think it's like the best way to close this album. I mean, this entire album is kind of like her processing like her lover Johnny, who's just like not ready to be like in this committed relationship, and who's like not like, it's definitely a one-sided relationship where she's putting in all her energy, and like at the end of this album she kind of realizes that, and she's giving us one last good piece of art, and you guys should like, you guys are listening to it right now. She's so real, you guys don't understand, like, that's my baby, like, you guys don't understand, like, that's babe for real. But anyways, yeah, I'm gonna go see her in, like, less than 2 hours. Like, who's excited? I am. I still don't have an outfit to wear. I feel like there's, like, do I even have to, like, I don't know what I'm gonna wear tonight. I'm not gonna wear anything, like, really, like, cute, because, like, it's just Faye Webster. It's like not like the end of the world. Like, anyways, whatever. Okay. Do you guys know Kali Uchi? So I was just scrolling on Twitter right now while we were doing this, and she tattooed her upcoming track list on her back. Apparently, I thought it was fake when I saw the photo, but apparently it's like a real tattoo. Like, imagine tattooing your set list, like all 12 of your songs, on your back. That's crazy. This must be a really good album. And if it's not, it's going to be really embarrassing for her. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and say that Kali Uchi doesn't make good music. I mean, like, most of her songs are amazing songs. Like, she talks about, okay, she's like, she's another artist who just talks about love. But, like, whatever. That's my favorite kind. You guys. I don't really have much to talk about. It's just been, like, a really hectic week this week. And yeah, anyways, you guys, no, I don't have anything. Okay, let's just play some more music. Let me just queue up some songs. Okay, I'm supposed to be like queuing these songs on this thing, but like I always forget to do that, and I hope that nobody like kills me. I don't know. How's your guys' day? Just kidding, I don't care. Ooh. Okay.
Are you guys like morning people? I'm trying to be a morning person, but it's so hard to be a morning person. Why are the caps lock on? Okay, I'm just gonna play the song and then I'll like load it. Wait, I was gonna play that, but like now I don't want to play it. Now I kind of want you guys to hear a different song, but like I'm still queuing it up. I'm so sorry. Anyways, do you guys know who Alice Phoebe Liu is? I feel like she's an amazing artist. If I can find this song. No, I thought I queued it. Okay. Yeah, that one. Anyways, yeah, I was gonna play The Weeknd because I was like, I didn't know what to play. But you guys will probably like Alice Phoebe Liu. I feel like her music's like nice. It's like nice to like chill out with. If you guys, I mean, it is the end of the week. It's a Friday. It's a Friday, 4:50. You guys got like 10 minutes left in your workday. After this, who knows what you guys are all gonna be up to. And I goes, hope you guys have like a good weekend or something. I mean, I'm not like, one of my closest friend went back home this weekend, and so now I'm like, now I don't know what to do with myself, you know. But it's her birthday weekend. Hey, we're going to be celebrating next week. Big 21. I'm so excited to, like, not be the only one, the only 21-year-old in our friend group anymore. It's, like, changes everything. Like, the world is really now my oyster. Like, Boston is, like, not ready. I'm just kidding. Like, nothing's really going to change. But anyways, yeah.
Boneless, I couldn't fly with my new wings. Don't know what name, but damn, I knew it for the night. Uh-oh, we're just some kids in the prime of our teen lives. One, two, three, put you in me.
And that's all she wrote. Yeah. Okay, guys, this has been The Giggle Spot, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys for listening to my, like, 1 hour long rant about God knows what. It's just everything that goes on into my mind, I like to put into words sometimes. And I like to play music while I'm doing it. I'll be here next week. Hey, turn up. It's a part 5 to 6. I'll be here again. Let's keep the party going. Let's keep the good vibes rolling. Okay, guys, I'm going to pass it on to another amazing advice show, and I'm going to log out, and I'm going to go get ready for this concert. I don't know what I'm going to wear, but I'm going to, like, stress about that for, like, 20 minutes, and then I'm probably going to figure it out, and then afterwards, I'm going to go to see Faye Webster, and I'm going to be thinking about you all when I'm doing that. Okay, wait, how do I do this? Okay.
On the hills.